Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Peg City Chat with Nat. I am super excited right now because I am going to be speaking with someone who has a pretty amazing job. She is Ford's Global Trend and Futuring Manager, Cheryl Connolly. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing well, Natalie. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. I'm so glad to be talking with you because I know there's some amazing things going on with Ford for the next year, and I can't wait to hear about them. And I'm just curious, what would you say are the top 10 consumer trends that you've identified in your most recent report?
So we've just finished our book for 2015, and probably the headline for 2015 is Making Way for Generation Z. I mean, we've spent a great deal of time and effort trying to understand the other generational cohorts, like baby boomers, Gen Xers, and millennials. But we think
right.
It's time to pay a little more attention to the so-called Gen Z. These are people who are under 21 years of age. And while they're not an official cohort yet because all of them haven't hit their formative years, we believe it's not too soon to start paying attention to them.
Ha, that's funny because my teen is Generation Z and she is starting to drive. And lo and behold, guess who wants a car?
Oh, I love it.
So are there some common themes that have kind of come up through the report?
Well, you know, when we put our sights on Generation Z, we found that it shaped the entire book as a whole because we started to wonder, how do people like your daughter, my two kids, people under 21 look at the world? They definitely see it through a different lens. They really celebrate the unconventional or the different approaches, and so that gave rise to our second trend, which we call Rally for Renegades and Rebels. And even though it was inspired by Generation Z, we find that all of these trends tend to generate with people irrespective of age, so much so that 82% of the people we surveyed said that they really admire brands that come up with unconventional approaches to traditional problems.
I think that it's really kind of important to note that with Generation Z as well, their behavior now is that they want, like you said, they want the next generation new features and functionality. And I had the opportunity to drive a Ford C-Max hybrid. I won it for a week. And so not only did I drive, but my daughter drove it and she absolutely loved it. She loved that the fact, you know, the arms and the seats and everything came from, you know, organic material. And that's something that's really awesome, and I'm very happy that Ford is doing right now. So I just thought I'd share that with you.
Well, thank you. You know, not all of our materials are, are in that kind of domain. Even the F-150, we use an unconventional material to the extent that we included high-tech, military-grade aluminum in the production of the current model, the F-150. And that single change reduced 700 pounds from the total weight of the vehicle. And that means you have better fuel economy. And even despite this weight change, we were able to add more flexibility, more functionality to the vehicle.
I think that's really important to people, especially as they're, you know, looking in the market right now for a new car. Just so you know, I am looking for one. I'll just let you know that right now.
Well, thank you. Hopefully by the time we're done, we will have your sights set on your favorite Ford product. There's so many good ones from which to choose.
I know you will. That's for sure. Do you see a lot of consumers now starting to reevaluate their lives and, you know, bucking the general conventions? I'm a family of five. I have two teens, 17, 13, and also a 2.5 toddler boy.
So oh, God bless you.
Yeah. So do you start to see people just, you know, coming out of that, you know, okay, we're a family of five, we must have some sort of SUV, do you start to see a lot of change in the thought process?
Indeed. Well, you know, even your family is bucking the convention of smaller family size.
True.
Today we look at one of the trends we call out is expanding definition of the next of kin. And the past year seemingly was filled with a lot of discussion about same-sex marriages, how households are formed. In fact, in the U.S. and many Western countries, there are more single people than married people. And yet the concept of family is so resilient that it withstands the test of times so that it can encompass many different iterations. And so how we define family isn't always related to marriage or bloodlines.
Very true. When you look at this report, what is the one thing that stands out most for you? I mean, your job is so ridiculously awesome that you get to, you know, predict these things. You get to be a part of, you know, investigating and researching all these different trends. When you think of it at the end of the day, you're like, Cheryl, this was amazing. What is that trend for you from Ford that's happening right now that stands out?
I think that probably has to be our anchor trend, which we refer to as the many faces of mobility. So let's take your household, for example. So when I say mobile to you, if you're like me, you probably think about like mobility, transportation, going from point A to point B. And, you know, you may have come of age during a time where the car, your first purchase, was a rite of passage into adulthood. Now compare that to your teenagers. Your teenagers, they'll say, well, you know what? The purchase for me that was this rite of passagehood into adulthood was probably a cell phone. And it happened much earlier than 16 years of age. And that is the category that evokes this sense of freedom and autonomy. And now if you think about your 2.5-year-old, you know, what does the future hold for him? Will individual vehicle ownerships be dealt with global gridlock? Will he be stuck in, you know, the worst traffic the world has ever known? In cities like cities today, right now, in 2014-2015, Beijing has an average daily commute of 5 hours a day. So we have... I know, I couldn't either. I mean, there's certainly, and this is why we hear more and more people say there are not enough hours in the day. And so we have visionary leaders like Bill Ford, our chairman, who says, you know, if we continue to add more and more vehicles to the road, will that serve anyone if those vehicles are caught in what's global, known as global gridlock? And so you can see the evolution of this thinking play out in that the vehicle is now a hub of connectivity. You know, it's a productivity capsule for young and old, whether you're trying to stay connected with your classmates or your colleagues. But we're looking at new features, things like adaptive cruise control, active park assist, lane departure warnings, products that are on the marketplace right now that will be the building blocks for autonomous driving. So maybe when your son does grow up, you know, that we might be that much closer to autonomous driving becoming part of the reality.
Oh, I don't doubt it at all. It's been quite the evolution, and it's awesome to see that Ford is, you know, a trendsetter in the automotive world. I just want to say, as we wrap up here, I'm very, very fortunate and excited to probably be a part of the NAIAS coming up in January. So I'm not sure if you're going to be there, but if you are, I'm going to seek you out.
Well, I will be disappointed if you don't. The North American International Auto Show is one of the most important car shows in the industry. It's where OEMs like Ford come and we share the best of our wares. We show what's on the marketplace today, but we also give a glimpse about what the future holds.
And I can't wait to see that. Where else can folks get their information about the trend report? Where can they find all of this great stuff?
So, Natalie, if you and your audience want to learn more about our collection of trends, all you have to do is go to Google and put in Ford Trendbook 2015, and you can download a PDF for free.
Ford Trendbook 2015, download the PDF for free. Thank you so much, Cheryl. I'm super excited that you had the time out of your crazy busyness to talk with me today. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
And I hope to see you in Detroit.
I will be looking for you.
Awesome. Have an awesome day.
You too. Bye-bye, Natalie.
Bye.